Finally, Friday, final Friday of July. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hey, if somebody offered you a 3-day mystery vacation with no idea where you were going, would you do it? There's a company called Pack Up and Go that does just that. You meet them at the airport where they hand you tickets and an itinerary. They say the concept is for people who want to let go of control and embrace adventure. Got to admit, sounds interesting. Not sure Annie would be all about it, though. O.J. Simpson, of course, getting out on parole in 3 months. The media is already jockeying to get the first interview with Juice. Media experts say somebody's going to have to pay around $1 million for that sit-down. And it won't be CBS. Network honchos were asked if CBS would bid on the interview, and he said, "We're not touching that one." Makes you wonder who will. Amazon, of course, has taken on the retail industry. They're about to take on the grocery and fashion business. Here is an industry the online giant is sneaking up on now. Auto repair. Story that said Amazon is beginning to work with several auto parts vendors to offer parts online. And they're working on offering standard installations and fixes through their home service line. Here they grow again. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Van Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Did you see the story about the 80-year-old couple that's on a mission to visit every Cracker Barrel restaurant in the country? The idea started several years ago when retired Ray Yoder took a job delivering RVs to dealers around the country. He visited hundreds of the 655 Cracker Barrels as a way to pass the time on his travels. Now he's grabbed his wife, Wilma, and they're closing in on finishing the list. In fact, they say they have just one more Cracker Barrel to visit later this year in Tulalip, Oregon. Gee, I hope the restaurant plans to honor them, and not just with a couple of jars of peach preserves and a paper bag of root beer barrels. 655 Cracker Barrels. Southern California guy was arrested on suspicion of smuggling illegal snakes into the country. After customs officials examined packages coming in from Hong Kong, they found three king cobras being shipped in potato chip canisters. Hundreds of Santas from around the world have turned up in Copenhagen for the World Santa Claus Congress. The event's website calls it both a professional forum and a social gathering place for Santas, pixies, elves, and spectators from all over the world. Well, let's just hope they're not cross-checking naughty lists. Coca-Cola has just announced they're getting rid of Coke Zero next month, replacing it with a new drink called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It has slightly a different formula than the new tastes. Based on reactions on social media, people aren't thrilled with the idea. Say, what might you consider the elements of a perfect job? New poll suggests 5-hour workdays, $80,000 a year, free food, the option to work from home, 6 weeks of paid vacation and holidays each year, and a cool boss who sometimes wants to go out for a drink. Whatever. New survey out says chips and other salty snacks are the hardest to stop eating once you've started. Well, I have to agree, 35% of us have issues with it. Sugary snacks and chocolate are next, followed by crackers and cheese. Oh, it's a big weakness for me. Behold the power of cheese. And maybe you'll be hitting the ice cream shop sometime over the weekend. Online poll says cookies and cream is most popular, followed by chocolate, vanilla, mint chocolate chip, and strawberry. Well, I've had this thing for black cherry ice cream all summer long. Hey, next Tuesday's the 1st, and we're all invited to National Night Out. There's an event at 6 o'clock at the Lawrence Park Pavilion on Tuesday. Please bring a dish to pass. Hot dogs will be provided. Guests will include Sheriff Dan Abbott, Judge Kathleen Brickley, Prosecutor Mike Bedford, all participating at the National Night Out event. Again, it's 6 o'clock Tuesday, August 1st at the Lawrence Park Pavilion. Again, all are invited. Knucklehead news out of upstate New York, where a 21-year-old drunk driver was pulled over on Monday after the cops saw him driving a car with no license plates, no doors, no windshield, and an axe embedded in the roof. Not clear how the axe got there or why it was there, but he was found to be impaired by a combination of drugs and alcohol. He was cited for no plates, no registration, no insurance, and no front windshield. Not sure what happened with the axe. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. See something this weekend that I should buzz about? Please send it to me. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 269-637-2675. You can always leave me a message on Facebook or drop the stuff off here at the station. We're right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140, and we've got a drop box right outside the front door. Podcast of this Daily Buzz and any from this week online at WCSY.com. Also on iTunes, Podcast America, and other great podcast outlets. Just search Paul Andecker's Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.